Sean Patrick Maloney, tell me about your participation in the Violence Against Women Act.
Well, look, this is common sense to reduce the scourge of domestic violence against women in the United States. There was a federal law put in place some years ago. It needs to be renewed, and we should just do it. There have been a bunch of objections to it. None of them make any sense. Domestic violence is a terrible, terrible problem, and we need to take it very seriously.
How could anybody be opposed to it?
Well, you know, you're going to have to ask them, Alan. I think that there are extremists in Washington who think the federal government shouldn't do anything. Who think that any time, you know, we try to pass a law to help people, that it's some sort of intrusion on their lives. I just disagree. I think if you go and you talk to the victims of domestic violence like I have, and you listen to the people who have been helped by the federal resources that come with the Violence Against Women Act, if you talk to prosecutors and law enforcement types, this is an area where we should take action to protect very vulnerable women and their children who are in desperate situations.
Let's talk guns. New York State has passed a very comprehensive gun control law, if you want to call it that. But everybody agrees it can't work unless, you know, you have a federal law. So what do you think?
Well, I might surprise you on this, Alan. I mean, I believe very strongly in the Second Amendment. The Supreme Court has reaffirmed twice in recent years the individual right to own a firearm, to protect your home, to, you know, for hunting, for sports purposes, for collecting, and we should respect that. I do believe that there are actions we can take at the federal level that will save lives. For example, universal background checks are something that should be done yesterday. There should be a federal gun trafficking law so that we can enforce that law and the other laws more. And I think we've got to focus on these high-capacity ammunition clips, which I think just create such destructive capacity that there should be some common sense limitation on that. I also believe that we really need to focus on getting guns out of the hands of criminals, of people who are suffering from serious mental illness, and we can do a much better job on that. If you look at the mass shootings in particular, in Aurora, in Newtown, in Columbine, I mean, in each case, these are extremely, in Tucson, extremely troubled young men who are suffering a pathology that if identified earlier, there could have been effective intervention. So I think you've got to do everything, but we need to also respect that, you know, hunters and sportsmen aren't a danger to anybody. People who collect guns, if you want to own a handgun because, you know, your wife feels safer if somebody comes over the back fence while you're on a sales trip, you know, I've got no problem with that. Those people aren't a danger to anybody, and they have a Second Amendment right that we should respect.
Well, do you think that New York State, in passing this rather comprehensive law, was objectionable to you in terms of your respect for the Second Amendment?
Look, I think you saw a bipartisan coalition act in New York rapidly and in the wake of Newtown, and there's a lot of things in that bill that are I think are very good steps, and I salute the bipartisan folks, Republicans and Democrats, who are trying to do something. I think the danger here is that we do nothing in the face of, you know, watching 20 little kids gunned down in their classroom. We need to act. We're not powerless. Having said that, I think that we need to remind ourselves that, you know, this is not about protecting yourself in your home and exercising a right that the Supreme Court has reaffirmed twice. However, the conservative majority on the Supreme Court has also said that you know, if government wants to, you know, limit where you can carry a gun, other common sense regulations, things like high capacity military style ammunition clips, these are things that we can take some common sense steps on. But there is a balanced approach here that I think makes sense, that will respect hunters, respect sportsmen, respect people who want to defend themselves in their homes, which are legitimate and protected constitutional rights.
I see that you're supporting Senator Gillibrand's Made in America Manufacturing Act. What is it, and how do I get in on it?
Well, I'm glad you asked me about that. I think getting manufacturing jobs back to the Hudson Valley is critical. These are good, high-wage jobs you can support a family on. You know, we are seeing a lot of encouraging trends because of the decline in domestic American energy prices, because of corporations realizing that it's not all it's cracked up to be manufacturing your products halfway around the world because of some good federal policies. The Made in America Manufacturing Act that Senator Gillibrand and I are co-sponsoring would establish 20 competitive grants, around the country that would be available to public-private partnerships that want to develop manufacturing technology or processes or sites here in the Hudson Valley. So people would compete, and the best ideas would win. So the first step is we got to get it passed in the Congress, and that's what I'm working very hard on, because I just think we've got to put middle-class people back to work, making a living that they can support a family on.
Well, Sean, isn't it a no-brainer that the Republicans would like this? Why would you have trouble passing it in the House?
Well, if you look, I mean, there are extremists in the Congress who don't think the federal government should have any role. I disagree with that. I believe in public-private partnerships. I think in a modern economy, the government has got to be a good partner to entrepreneurs, small businesses, manufacturing companies, and this is one way to do that. But there's others who just say, stand back, let the market do everything, and if people are out of work, so be it. I'm an action-oriented guy. I want to use every tool in our kit to get people working again in the Hudson Valley.
Talk to me about the Tappan Zee Bridge. We've talked about this before, but I wanted to ask you, what's the likelihood the thing's going to fall into the river before we can get something to replace it?
Well, people should not be unduly alarmed by the state of the bridge. It's been inspected repeatedly, and it is safe currently. But it is important that we replace it for a great number of reasons, and safety over the long term is one of them. But I applaud the governor's plan to do it. I think he's right-sized the project. I think the method which they went and selected a design and a builder was good. It's my job to help the governor get $2 billion in federal funding. I think we're going to get that done soon, and we should. And that is the critical piece to getting the thing built. So my focus is on, again, making the federal government be a partner to us here in the Hudson Valley to get something done fast.
It's a pretty important bridge, isn't it?
Look, it's life or death for the economy of the region, and we need to invest in our infrastructure. You know, I'm on the Transportation and Infrastructure Committee in Washington. It was my first choice. I'm on the Highways and Transit Subcommittee. I'm on the Aviation Subcommittee and the Water Subcommittee. Each of those is critical to the Tappan Zee and our highways, to Stewart Airport, and to the Hudson River and our waterways. So I'm there for a reason, and it's to get things going here in the Hudson Valley, and the bridge is top of the list.
Is there any major force standing in the way of getting that couple of billion dollars and getting this thing done?
Well, sure. I mean, that's a limited federal program that has a lot of people applying to it. So we have to be awarded that loan, and that requires making the case, and that's my job. I think we're going to get it done. The governor's shown tremendous leadership on this, as in a lot of areas, and I think we're going to get it done. But, you know, the barrier, you know, anybody who's dealt with the government knows that the problem is sometimes not getting things done. It's getting them done in time to do you some good. I mean, the years of delay, the nonsense, the red tape, the bureaucracy, this is what drives people crazy. And so it's my job to blow through those walls and get that loan awarded now, yesterday. I want the guys working on that bridge, and I want people getting to work faster.
Congressman Sean Patrick Maloney is a Democrat of New York's 18th District. This is his first time in the Congress, first term. Sean, thank you so much for showing up and being so forthright with us. I always appreciate it.
Alan, I always like doing the show, and I'll come up there and see you in person next time.
Great.